And a very good morning to you. It's the day after the day before, and I am sitting in the chair awaiting the arrival of your Tuesday host, who should be with us shortly. 434-1790, that's the number you can call to reach us on Brass Decks. You can also send a message to 266-IVOB, which is 266-4862. My name is Dennis Johnson, and your regular Tuesday host is Peter Wickham. He should be here shortly. And John Stout is taking care of things on the technical end. And as Peter would normally say, he is the first voice you hear when you call us here on the Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. I hope you've had an enjoyable and safe Kadumant weekend. As I speak to you, the masquerader walks in. I saw him playing Mud Mass. I didn't think it took that long to get mud off, but apparently it does. So that's about all the time I will have with you this morning until I returned for fireworks this afternoon. So good morning to you, Mr. Wickham.
Good morning, Dennis, and thank you for the introductory remarks. And yes, it does appear as though the mud took a little longer to get off than normal. So happy to welcome you to the Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. And we are here until 1 p.m., at which time Dennis will make a triumphant return to what is called fireworks program. I understand that that will continue until Friday. And then next week, we return to our normal broadcast arrangements. So happy to be here. You can call me on 434-1790. You can also email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com. Of course, the chat 266-IVOB is there for you to use, and you're more than welcome to call on that line. A couple of quick things before we go to the telephone lines. I want to offer condolences, and this happened over the course of the days leading up to Crop Over, and unfortunately, we're not in a state of mind to deal with such things. So condolences to the family of the late Benita Phillips. Benita was a champion of the rights of the disabled, and I'm happy to associate myself with the causes that she served. I was always fascinated at the fact that Benita was someone who had health challenges, but nonetheless, she was able to make herself available for protests, for activism, and to ensure that persons who faced similar challenges had someone to represent their interests, and she did very well in that regard. She was able to outlive her husband, who was her primary caregiver, and I remember very well when we did a program with her husband that looked at some of the challenges of persons with disabled. She was able to outlive him, and she survived for a whole lot longer than he did, which was ironic, but nonetheless, it demonstrates the strength of the lady. Ultimately, the challenges that she had were essentially overwhelming. But nonetheless, she made an outstanding contribution to her life. So to her family, we offer condolences on behalf of herself, on behalf of myself and my family. I also want to offer condolences on the passing of the late Vincent Beach. And this gentleman was called Sir Vincent Beach. And I don't know if many of you may have known him, but he was the former leader of the Unity Labour Party, which was a coalition that continues to lead St. Vincent up to today. Of course, Unity Labour Party was a coalition of different forces. St. Vincent came from a different side of that coalition to that of Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez. But St. Vincent, while he was unable to succeed in the 1998 election, he gave way to Ralph Gonzalez, which I thought was a very magnanimous decision. And notwithstanding that, he returned and he serves in the cabinet with some distinction for some time. He retired from the cabinet about 10 years ago, but he continued to serve as a consultant to the government up until the point in which he died, as I understand it. His son is now an active politician, but he made a very outstanding contribution. We want to congratulate him on so doing. 6 minutes past the hour of 10, I have less than 4 minutes remaining in terms of prefatory remarks, so we turn now to Crop Over. Let me congratulate the winner of the Children of the Crop, Lead Pipe, and Justy for an extremely well-deserved win. And I think there were a number of people that would have liked them to have worn the Soko Monarch crown. But nonetheless, we are happy that they were able to prevail on this occasion. And I would want to say congratulations to them. Song is an interesting one. It speaks to a perspective that many of us share in Barbados. But nonetheless, it was a sweet soca tune, no question about it. I was on the road briefly yesterday. I didn't share many of the concerns about the long wait between bands. You know, crop over for me is not really a spectator sport. It's something that you need to put on the costume and jump in and get involved. And I do hope that many more of you can do that. And I often make the point to people that if you are not someone who believes you can jump the whole way, maybe you can jump part of the way. If you're someone who doesn't believe that the type of revelry associated with the big bands is your thing, that's the reason why they have Walk Holy. So essentially, there's something for everyone. And I think that those of us who chose to stand on the sidelines and watch, you know, if the bands take a while to come, so be it. That is the reality. Congratulations again to Ms. Carol Roberts and the team, National Cultural Foundation. There are mixed views regarding the number of changes, the routes yesterday, and the number of changes before that we commented on last week. Look, the reality is that Cropover was in need of a refresh. Some people felt that the band-aid was ripped off too quickly. I personally, as I said, I am one for change, and I was excited by the changes. I do feel now that there will be a review. And having all that is said and done, in my opinion, the review will show that 99% of the things that were tried worked out well. However, I continue to have my challenges with the one song format in relation to not the finals, but in relation to the Soca Monarch. We say one song, but really one competition. I continue to believe that there is a need for two competitions. Carol knows my views, and I know hers. In the final analysis, we'll see what the review comes up with, but I do feel there's a benefit to be gained by two competitions as opposed to one. But the one song concept last Friday seemed to work well. Congrats also to the King Classic. Classic wearing a crown is never a bad idea. He's a person who has been a consistently good performer over the years, and I certainly want to join in congratulations to him. So I think all in all, things went reasonably well. And we are now in a position where we can sit back and review. I presume that Dennis will start that process this afternoon, and we will hear about what was right and what was wrong and what we have to look at in the future. So many thanks to all of you who participated and made it what it was. Of course, this is Barbados's, one of our key exports. And I'm happy that we were able to pull it off yet again. And as I said again, congratulations to the team at the National Cultural Foundation for leading us there. So, 434-1790, we are on with you until 1, and I do hope that I can take some of your calls. And we look forward to the first call and say good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
We're all here. How are you doing?
Hey, Roll, not too bad.
This song still having a lot of exuberance in your voice, man. You had a remarkable time.
I'm an exuberant kind of guy.
You had a remarkable time, I suspect.
Indeed.
Yes. I saw you in the papers with a lot of paint. Yeah, that's right. Let me give you a quick summary. Let me give you a quick summary of how my weekend went. It started with the cricket match. Congratulations to Viewer B. And that was an interesting cricket match on Saturday night there. I enjoyed it immensely, although it was reduced to 15 overs, etc. But I had a lovely night. And I saw some of your radio personality. I spoke to the national hero, Sigari, Wes Hall, and Suarez, and Sir Charlie. And they had a swell time. And then I encountered one or two of your radio personalities there. I saw Mr. David Ellis, who welcomed me heartily, looked after me properly in that regard, and thanks to him. So I went on then. The finals, I had things planned. It didn't work as planned on the 4-day morning. But then I went on the road yesterday, which would be the Kadumant. And that was good. Mm-hmm. But I have some concerns now outside of my merriment and celebrating. There's some things I want to discuss here.
Sure.
I have a serious problem here with this toy thing.
With the what?
I am saying you should have a toy breaker if you have. You had about four or so toys, you know. You had a toy. Look, it started with King Bubba and somebody toy. I don't understand what is a toy. I am saying before reservation that they should have tiebreakers. If they need to add an appendix to the current Calypso rules from the NCF or whatever, do that.
But how are you going to break a tie with a competition like this?
I am saying, all right, let me ask you another question then, because I suspect that's the way it will go. Mm-hmm. If somebody litigate and say, if I come second, I want my second prize money in the go court, the judge can go find a ruling on it.
Divide it in half. But if two people win it, the only thing you could do is divide it in half?
But I don't, for the life of me, I am saying you should have who would have arrived at the score first. I give it to them. It's not going to well with me.
You know, when you have a, like,
that's
cricket, they had a tie. They had a tie in cricket the other day. And when they had the
Super
tie.
Super over Hatterball.
Right. You had a runoff. In other sports, you can have a runoff. Like, you can have extended time. The problem is that with a soccer competition, there's no way you can have a runoff. How are you going to run off?
I am saying you should be. I have made a suggestion. The person that scored or would have been on. In other words, let me show
the
you.
The person that was on first, the person that got the most marks first is the one that performed.
No, listen to what I'm saying properly. These are things for discussion. All I'm saying to you, sir, is this. If you and I tie, I'm the first person ahead of you, I would have won before you in this regard. Get what I'm trying to say? I scored before you, so I will give it. You understand what I'm trying to say? I should have it. Or if you scored before me, you should have it. That's my.
But the person that scores first is the person that performs first.
Right.
You understand? And that's the problem. It's unfair. Because if I draw one, it means then that I will win.
You hear what you know, sir?
That's unfair.
Good. So you know what I'm saying is debatable. I am saying it is something that can be addressed, though.
It's an interesting idea, but I don't see the problem, quite frankly.
I do.
I think you share the crown, you share the prize money. If two people came first, it would be very interesting. But again, I don't really see the problem.
But two people come at any position, they had to go look for other trophy the other day with King Baba and fresh prize money and all that. I don't understand it.
But what's the problem? I don't understand.
I cannot understand two seconds and two toys and. I stand by what I say, and I know somebody's going to come in, and it's going to end up in a serious debate, and it's going to be looked at. Now, if Ms. Morley, now Prime Minister Morley, extend the Friday morning to 8, and the kudumment until 10 o'clock, I want to know what happened at 9 o'clock, everything finishing on Spring Garden. Somebody refused or did not adhere to her order. 10 o'clock is 10 o'clock. Across the board, I want to know who will give the authorizing or the closure for 9 o'clock. Because she has extended it of reason, and she's figured that it should be extended. I am saying it should go to what she's saying. I don't want to say somebody try to I don't even want to use that strong word, but I don't like that. I feel it should be looked at. If she says 10 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I stand by that, sir. Mm-hmm. Politics, I want you to say who's going to run now.
I was actually planning in my remarks this morning to talk about the next, because after August is political activity in the Democratic Labour Party.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's not what we have to look at, the DLP's political activity, and I think that we can only wait and see what annual conference rolls around the end of this month, what's going to happen.
But you're hearing a lot of formidable persons coming forward to identify into this. Well, you don't call somebody. I am saying call somebody. To run against who get the nomination for between Gibbs's grandson, Laurent's son, and the boy, Mr. Leslie.
But I speak to both individuals quite regularly. Yeah. And
right.
I want to know. My understanding is that it's a healthy competition. Or you want to know who running for the Dems?
Dems, yeah. That's the emphasis on what I'm trying to establish, sir.
All right, well, we're going to have to ask some questions about that. Because I too, am curious to know who the Dems are bringing.
Well, I know you want to know. Yeah.
I think Yeah, I think it's what I think is more unfortunate is that we will go into the next DLP annual conference without knowing any of the places being filled, which means that theoretically, if the Motley administration collapsed as the Dems predicted it would, of course it didn't, But if it collapsed now, there would be no DLP candidates in place to run anywhere. And I just think that it's scandalous that a year later, you have not even appointed one single candidate.
But that's contradictory to what I say. That's what you're saying is contradictory to what you say, that there are the candidates in place. And I haven't
heard that there were candidates in place. You told me so, but I haven't heard anything. Whenever I ask Strakers, he's telling me that he ain't talking about that now.
So. Something, this clandestine secrecy thing, I don't like it. I don't like it. Come forward.
I speak.
Come forward to be recognized. So you see this?
But you see, this is the BL, this is the BLP way. The BLP way is that they do things in the open. The DLP way is one in which, you know, they sneak in a person last minute. And I mean, it is entirely their right to do it that way. But what they have to appreciate is that it does not enhance the appearance of democracy.
No, but it is their right to do it that way. But is the electorate out here would want to know what's happening. I get a semblance of what's happening, and this abrupt kind of trusting somebody on your thing. I don't the DLP, the Democratic Labour Party, is at a critical juncture now going forward. I've said this relentlessly. I don't know. I've been speaking to persons day in and day out, day in and day out, wherever I turn, and I mean a lot of stuff is said over here. They've got a Herculean task going forward. I don't know, but you know it was, you know, well, the tell-off's wrong. Well, so, you know the old adage, if they kill my dog, I could kill their cat. You know that old adage. So they tell me off. It's all right. I ain't going into that.
We're going to have to run, though. Right? Again, the signal that we have to move on. We have taken a few messages. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks, 434-1790. Good morning.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad at all. I want two bites at the sherry.
Sure.
With my
And then with Dennis.
Huh?
And then with Dennis later.
No. Then with Dennis this afternoon.
Okay.
But that's a bite by itself. All right. You know. But when it's the two bites, I'll be two topics with you.
All right.
Right. I want to discuss the little politics thing, and I want to discuss the crop over that just came out in Barbados only yesterday, a few hours ago.
Well, can we do the crop over first?
Yeah, of course, not a problem, because I would like these politics to sing last. Now, I hear you in your opening remarks talk about the long space between the bands, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't got a problem with it. I'm very surprised that you, as the irrelevant, don't have a problem with it. I said it was a problem, because...
You were relevant?
Huh?
You were relevant?
No. I stopped that. A few moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying to you, I'm a spectator though,
mm-hmm.
right? But what I'm saying to you, in my family, I also got young people that jump, okay? My son, girlfriend, and people like that, they jump.
They had problems with it?
Of course, right?
Okay. Because what was the basis of their problem?
The basis of the problem, waiting to go to jump.
Yeah.
Waiting to go to jump, mm-hmm. right? You sitting down or standing up or doing something in the hot sun, waiting for you band.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable. No, don't get me wrong. My comments were related to the idea of a spectator complaining that they're waiting for people to cross. But your point about people waiting, that I find irritating as a reveler.
Right.
Waiting to actually move.
And then when is your turn, your energy level drop.
You're not interested
anymore. So that is
either that or you drink too much while you're waiting, and then, of course, you're in no position to continue.
You understand? So I am saying that was a problem.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's a problem from that perspective.
That is things that was reported to me by my son, girlfriend, and other people. Okay?
Yeah, but
other people.
The point, the problem is that you have two options. One is that everybody starts the same place, and then you can move off one behind the other.
Good.
The challenge is that the people at the back, then they are waiting.
Right.
And in many instances, it creates a bit of a mess.
So
what we have done this time is we say, look, we can move you from different places and see if we can integrate people conveniently. That way that everybody can be moving more quickly. The problem, of course, is that it created a backlog. What was the reason, though, that there was a lack of coordination between the two sides in terms of people coming in?
Look, yesterday, you see a funny thing happening. You see number four band, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And normally what we've fallen down before, man, because like I said, I'm a spectator. I stay on the side of the road. And you see number four, man, I just call the numbers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're hoping to see number five. But if you see number six, that's no big deal, right? Because number five might be later on.
Then you see number nine.
But then you see a band.
Number nine.
Number nine or 10.
Mm-hmm.
How that happening?
Yeah.
Disorganized, you know, the coordination was bad, right?
Well, I guess what happened is that number six was in there, number nine or 10 was ready, so
you go, who is there? This is the problem. This is the problem. All of that is problematic. And the organizers have to look at that.
You know what? The reason why I said it's not a problem. I know the Trinidad and Tobago experience, which you're also familiar with. And
yeah.
I mean, we used to complain every year. I played Mass in Trinidad for probably about 15 years, and we used to complain every year that the wait to go into Savannah is too long, because you get there sometimes 10 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes all 1 and 2 in the afternoon. You're now crossing the stage.
Fine.
And you're just standing up in one place. And in many instances, you're drinking, you're getting drunk, your energy level falling. And there are people who don't make it across the stage because of this.
The jump gone.
Precisely. So I can see that that is a problem. And I'm saying that they have been in this business in Trinidad now for more than 50 years. And it is still a problem. And I'm saying that to expect us to have a smooth flow here.
We had it down pat.
But it wasn't necessarily down pat, because I can tell you people who were in the bands that played close to the end always complained that they're sitting down, they're tired, they're just sitting down waiting, you know, and it was not pleasant. The people who call the early numbers would go along with the business. So Walk Holy and Blue Box Car, they'd never have those problems because there's always 1 and 2.
No, but let me say,
all the rest.
Let me say this to you, right? With this Walk Holy and 1 and 2, right?
Yeah.
To me, to Wesley, I don't bother about who agree with me. I know that you had one thing to take my position, and then you make a 360,
but what?
Yeah, about this walk, about this blue box card. About this blue box card.
Yeah.
I am saying to you, Peter, I'm saying to the rest of people that is in here, shout out my voice. Why Walk Holy, why blue box card band must leave the road? I want to know what the rationale behind that.
But you know why Walk Holy has to leave.
If you can tell me that Walk Holy is not judging, Blue Box Guard is not judging, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Revelers ain't judging either. Let them come down one behind the next.
Which Revelers? You mean Revelers is
Walk Holy, let Revelers and let Blue Box Guard band break the rear. Call them in judging.
No.
But this preference for Blue Box Guard and Walk Holy.
I think your problem is more with your.
Let me stop my plan, man. And then a whole lot of police with guns and army with guns to keep the revelers in place. Look, it's offensive to me, okay? But that is only Wesley.
But the revelers don't pay, huh, Wesley?
Pardon me.
The revelers ban. You talking about the revelers ban, right?
Yes.
The revelers ban don't pay.
They don't judge neither.
Right, they don't pay, they don't judge, but they don't have on costumes that look pretty and thing. No.
Well, don't judge and Blue Box Car don't judge.
Wesley, I had expressed concerns about the Blue Box Car situation years ago, even before there was a Walk Holy, and I had a problem with the fact that they were first. I think a lot of our challenges with Blue Box Car being first have less to do with Blue Box Car in and of itself and more to do with that. The racial composition of the vast majority of members. No, but I'm saying that is it. And I told you, Wesley, give me a chance. I remember I wrote an article on it once, right? And I had interviewed a couple of people asking them about the reason. And I told you what is Trotman from the NCF at the time, who was running Kaduman. And Trotman explained it to me. I was uncomfortable with the explanation that he gave, but I have to admit that Trotman was right. And the point is that he was saying, when Blue Box Car draws number one, they start on time, right? Now, the implication of that is obvious. But the reality of that is also something that we know very well, that black people have a problem with time, right? It's unfortunate that we do, but we do.
I don't take you.
Come off it.
I know what the reason for it, though.
Right, but no, but no, hold on. Listen, my thing with Walk Holy, I think it is obvious that Walk Holy has to go first. Walk Holy serves two purposes. They talk about blessing the road, but I ain't business with that. Walk Holy presents an alternative type of mass for a person that is not interested in the hurly-burly that goes after. Because I have to admit that if Walk Holy don't come out first, you can't place Walk Holy in among the remainder of people, because the kind of stuff that's going on there, Walk Holy is out of place. And I think that Walk Holy has an important role, because to me it provides an alternative for somebody who may want a different type of mass. What boggles the mind is that they only get 10 members. Right?
I remember.
In a Christian society that is so high and mighty and holy and whatnot, you can't get more than 10 people. But anyhow, they have a right to be in the front. The challenge in relation to the Blue Box Car band is a different story. I don't know. Are they the only band that is not judged?
I can tell you this. I remember when Spice could not get their own way. They went to...
and they had their own competition.
And they had their own flicky.
I thought that was foolishness.
And enough of that, right?
Yeah.
But I will say this to you, though. I also remember when Monsignor Vincent used to jump. I also remember that.
But Monsignor used to play Decadent Mass.
He used to jump.
He used to jump, but he didn't jump in. His band was not separate and apart.
He had a band
with the Catholic thing, but they were in among the masses.
Exactly.
Right, but because that was his view, no, but that because that was his approach to life, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Dance Academy of Praise ought to take the same position. To me, there's different kinds of Christians. There's a Christian that says, my role is to be among the masses, because he started off jumping up with another band, right? I remember Sonia, remember Sonia's last name. She's another reverend too. She always used to jump up with Power by Four. Right? Because her position was that while I'm a woman of God, I am not here for that purpose.
Yeah, Helena is not waiting.
Right, precisely. Mm-hmm. She's saying I am a woman of God, but I am not here to set myself apart. I want to be among the revelers, you know?
And there's people like them that they have a lot of time for.
Yeah, but Wesley, because you have time for that, that don't mean that there's anything wrong with what the other person is doing.
I said I had time for them.
I had time for them too, but I'm saying I also have time for Walk Holy, because Walk Holy chooses to do their thing differently, which I don't have a problem with.
All right, let me go on to this. Let me answer all with something here, right? Let me answer all.
But have you resolved this issue?
What?
Because you want Blue Box Scarlet to not be first. And I asked you if there are any other bands that are not judged.
I put my position and you put your position. I said that if they're not judging,
and you can't put them out the back.
Anything, let them come down. Let them break the rear 1, 2, and 3. Fight among for the position.
No, I can't agree. I can't agree with that.
My position, buddy.
You know the other side of it? The other side of it is that there are a number of people...
You can give my time, man.
...in Barbados. You can get your time to finish, don't worry. A number of people in Barbados. I like to discuss these things with you when I don't get to come off fireworks. There are a number of people in Barbados who have no interest in associating themselves with Blue Box Card Band. For one reason or another, because their friends are not there. They're not interested in it from that perspective. And a number of people do not have a problem with the fact that Blue Box Card goes first, because then they can get to see and fraternize with their friends later in the day.
Oh, God.
So you can look at it in both ways.
I hear Carol.
Personally, I have expressed in the past, I have expressed concerns about the social signal that it sends, especially when it comes to the fact of Black people keeping time, right?
Yeah.
And I know I'm offending in that regard,
get,
too.
Get
so.
Away with that.
But right. But I have, I have expressed that.
Get away with it.
But I am also at a stage now where I am prepared to say that if it is that tradition has placed them there and people are not uncomfortable with that tradition, then so be it. Because the important point is that Blue Box Card not stopping nobody from going in, you know.
I heard that the CEO of the foundation, Carol Roberts Reefer, jumped. That's why I heard, I didn't see the lady.
She jumped with who, bitch? She
jumped with Blue Box Card yesterday.
Okay.
And... When I heard that, I remember when one of my Domino's colleagues tell me.
That what?
Because you get invited to the palace, it don't mean that you're royalty.
No. But Blue Box Card don't start a body. I almost jumped in on myself, quite frankly.
Let me move on to this
so,
thing.
So, you know, things are changing.
Let me move on to this thing.
The politics, right? Yeah.
And before I do that, it would be remiss of me if I did not share my congratulations to my good friend Classic William Wraith.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I think that Classic, he was the best by far on the night.
Mm.
On the night, he was the best. And he had the Kensington Posse, he knocked the palm in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And Classic, well, the judges get it right. And my other good friend, Adrian Clark, Christmas at Craftover, my man, I think that they well deserve the placement. But Classic, nobody could have touched Classic on finals night. So congrats to Classic and his team, and they know that he will wear that crown proud again. But what I would like to move on to, though, to this whole thing with ties, right?
Ties?
When you got a tie in a competition.
Well, a tie, right, yeah, okay. You're talking about ties, like, you know the Christians give ties?
Yeah, no, ties. Right, when you're moving on to...
Ties.
Yeah, so the truth is, I get distracted there a little bit. Somebody to call him. Anyhow, what I'm saying is, in Trinidad a few years ago, right? Calypso Monarch, a few years ago, about 15, 20 years ago, there also was a decision where two people, right, get top spot.
Right.
A Calypsonian by the name of Luther,
mm-hmm.
and another Calypsonian by the name of Denalo, right? And the prize, top prize, was not shared. The top prize, both of them get cars.
Okay.
Both of them get whatever.
So they had to go back for more sponsorship?
Well, they had to go back for the money and the care, whatever, however they did it. But it was resolved that way, okay? So I guess in Barbados, there should be not a problem in that respect, okay?
Fair enough.
If I sing and you tell me that my top price is a car or $100,000 and a trip this and a trip that and the other goodies, I'm looking forward for that, okay? And I believe that is the way it should be.
Wesley, I give way to you on that. You know a lot more about these things than I do, and I don't see there's anything unreasonable in what you're saying, especially as there's precedent. So I just don't like the idea of a runoff. I think that in the concept of Calypso is a ridiculous concept.
It don't work that way.
Right. So you have to find some way to either share or give to each person equally. And you're making a valid point that when you enter competition... Right.
Equally.
When you enter a competition and you're told the top prize is X, if you get the top prize, you should get X and not X divided by 2.
Right. It's not.
Because you fall at somebody else perform as well as you.
It's not a lotto. It's not a lotto jackpot. Right. We have two people win it here. It's not that.
All right.
Now, let me move on to this little problem.
Oh, I thought that was the thing, but no, you got... All right, Rezzy, stick a pin. We got to take a commercial and we come back. And I can just let you make that comment and go. All right, take care.